WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. High stakes for federal workers as the deadline to pass a government funding agreement gets closer. The White House is calling Democrats' demands for more health care spending ridiculous and threatening to lay off hundreds of workers at federal agencies if a shutdown is triggered at the end of the month. ABC News has learned that President Trump's choice to take over the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia is going to bring federal criminal charges against former FBI head James Comey. He's been accused of lying to Congress in testimony 5 years ago. More from ABC News White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
Halligan, an insurance lawyer, has never prosecuted a criminal case in her career or presented evidence to a grand jury. And she's racing the clock. The statute of limitations to seek an indictment against Comey runs out next week.
And President Trump later today is expected to sign off on a framework agreement to force the sale of TikTok to a new joint venture predominantly owned by American companies. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduced them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing dropbox rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker, so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers at that press conference made it clear they don't agree on all these proposals, but they'll get a chance to talk about problems and potential changes when they go through the committee process. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego thanks to an RBI by Bryce Turang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. Yeah, just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers have a bye week. Up next, they'll face number 19th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause, and there's no hard feelings there, at least for me, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. Best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of sunshine and warmth heading our way, not only today, but for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures today will hit the mid-70s and tomorrow flirting with 80. We hold on to the low 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. Talk radio for people who read past the headline.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Thursday to you. Donald Trump shut down extortion. He's taking hostages now. Did you see this? I'll get into it in just a minute. He's taking hostages. He's also going after James Comey. This is the height of authoritarian revenge politics. And the bitter irony of Donald Trump going after James Comey is impossible to miss. I'll share that with you in a few minutes. Also, never seen it so bad. The DOGE cuts to Social Security workers are causing long waits, canceled appointments, people not getting their checks. And the workers at Social Security are saying that they are so stressed, some of them are taking medication. Honest to God. I'll tell you all about that also. And wow, Jimmy Kimmel tripled his audience on comeback night. I'd say that's called a Trump backfire. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Phil Itner, live from Kyiv, Ukraine, is going to drop by with an update. Does anyone believe Trump's turnaround on Putin? Well, Trump he's sitting in the White House right now with the dictator of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, and he said they were speaking of the conflict in Ukraine, and he said, Erdogan wants to be neutral. I'd like to be neutral, too. So there you go. Whoever he talks to last, that's what he's thinking. Also, America is looking like one of Trump's businesses. Billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, have just become virtually untraceable. We have no idea where they've gone. And their good news alert, Adelita Grijalva's win. I knew her father, good guy, Raul Grijalva. He passed away, I think, last year at 77 years old. There's the Block the Bombs Act, excuse me. And some significant climate leadership in California. I'll share those stories with you in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Republican officials plan to force schools to create Turning Point USA chapters. Just a reminder, this is Turning Point USA, whose leader, Charlie Kirk, said gun deaths were worth it to protect the Second Amendment. Referred to the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as a huge mistake and trashed Martin Luther King. And also in the third hour, is Bob Kennedy fixing to outlaw abortion pills? Sure looks like it. So, all you know, that's our show today. To start out, my daily take from Hartman Report is titled Trump's Shutdown Extortion, Lies, Bribes, and a War on Democracy. You know, basically, my argument here is if his lips are moving, he's either lying, trying to solicit a bribe, slandering Democrats, or today taking hostages. Most recently, he started lying about what the congressional Democrats want in exchange for funding the government after October 1st. And now just this morning, they announced that federal employees will be fired rather than temporarily furloughed, as normally happens during a government shutdown, which is, you know, significantly raising the stakes. I'll get to that in just a moment. But you know, just looking at Donald Trump, I mean, we watched him stand in front of the United Nations and lie through his teeth on behalf of the fossil fuel industry. You'll recall back in April of 2024, he told a private group of fossil fuel billionaires and executives that if they would give him $1 billion, he'd do whatever they want. So far, according to at least one of these watchdog organizations, OpenSecrets.org, they have donated over $140 million to his campaign and other efforts that might end up in Donald's personal pockets. And that could just be the tip of the iceberg. We have no idea how much dark money has gone to Donald Trump. But he's, you know, he's standing in front of the entire world and saying that climate change is a hoax. And we all know, of course, that's just a vicious, horrible lie designed to increase the profits of a small number of psychopathic executives, or sociopathic anyway. So, you know, an embarrassed America had to watch as the President of the United States repeatedly lied in exchange for $140 million. And then the Emiratis gave him $2 billion, him and Steve Witkoff, his family and Steve Witkoff's family, their sons are running this business. The UAE gave them $2 billion. In exchange for that, Donald Trump gave them a half a million top secret, high level, high quality, not top secret, top security computer chips, these AI computer chips, which had been blocked out of national security concerns. So for $2 billion, Donald Trump sold out our national security. Generally, that's called a bribe. But without an FBI investigation, we can't really call it that. At the very least, we can call it a conflict of interest. You may recall that the U.S. Constitution includes bribery as the treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors as the things that a president can be impeached for. And now, on the verge of this government shutdown, Trump has rolled out one of the most audacious lies. He says, those Democrats are threatening to shut down the government unless we can have $1 trillion in new spending to continue free health care for illegal aliens, force taxpayers to fund transgender surgery for minors, have dead people on the Medicaid rolls, allow illegal alien criminals to steal billions of dollars in American taxpayer benefits, try to force our country to again open our borders to criminals in the world, allow men to play in women's sports, essentially create transgender operations for everybody. Every single thing on that list, with the possible exception of free health care for illegal aliens, because there are some states that have decided that, hey, having somebody walking around with an active case of tuberculosis, even if they're not here legally, is probably not a good idea. So maybe we should just open treatment to everybody. I remember when I was in Australia, this was in 2001. In fact, it was the week before 9/11. I got real sick. I got Giardia from the Lockhart River. And I just walked into a clinic. They didn't charge me anything. I mean, it was covered by their national healthcare system, apparently. Gave me the medication and knocked out the parasite that had attacked my guts. But, you know, they understand. You know, you don't want sick people in your society. They're a danger to others. So, that, you know, with the exception of that, and by the way, that's only happening in a handful of blue states. I believe it's Illinois, New York, and California. Pretty much all the rest of the blue states, if you're not, legal here, you can't get any health care at all. And, of course, in all the red states, that's the case. But other than that, the entire list is lies. And, you know, right now, the only solid demand that the Democrats have made and are making, I mean, they're very clear about it. They want the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act to continue. And this morning, Steve Rattner was on Joe Scarborough's program on MSNBC, and he pointed out how somebody earning $40,000 a year will see their annual health care bill, or maybe it was $70,000, but anyhow, it was in that kind of middle range, will see their health care bill go from in the neighborhood of $10,000 or $12,000 a year up. Actually, I shouldn't be quoting numbers from memory here. We will see people in the middle income areas will see their health care bills, if they're on the Affordable Care exchanges, explode. Now, from my point of view, what this tells us is that what Obama should have done is what he had originally campaigned on, which was the public option, which is, you know, basically everybody has health care in the United States, and it's at no cost. If we did that and we consolidated all these programs, we could cut our healthcare expenses in half. That's what Canada did. That's what Europe did. We could cut our healthcare expenses in half and we could cover everybody. But no. We've got to keep all these billionaires and their big insurance companies on the dole. So, you know, anyhow, here we are. So what are we going to do, with this hostage taking? I think that every Democrat in the Senate, I think Joe Walsh nailed it yesterday on this program. Former Republican congressman, he said every Republican in the Senate should just leave. And they should go back to their states and they should start holding town halls. Or go to states where there's, entirely represented by Republicans and hold town halls, like Democratic members of the House are doing, going into Republican districts and hold town halls and just expose what's going on. Now, that would require a level of leadership from Chuck Schumer and, the head of the DNC that I doubt exists. But, and the other thing that they could do if they're going to stay in Washington, D.C., is hold mock hearings on the UAE chip bribery thing and the Epstein files, the $2 billion that went into Trump's family pockets and the Epstein files. So bottom line, Democrats should never give in to hostage taking, in my opinion. I realize that, the jobs and lives and livelihoods of probably hundreds of thousands of federal workers are on the line, and that Trump will use this as an excuse to gut the Environmental Protection Agency and the Interior Department and our national parks and probably further gut the Social Security Administration. But, he will pay a price for that if he doesn't, I believe. What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day, and I'll be picking up your calls. Stick around.
You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is TURF, T-U-R-F, TURF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by 4 of 5 lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withholds federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, our Constitution is very clear. Governments must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This isn't about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school.
Rains on the Capitol, storm clouds in the sky. Selling out the people with another crooked lie. A bribe in the shadows, a deal in the dark. The nation's on the line while they're lighting the spark. It's a shutdown scam, a pay-to-play plan. Lies on repeat from a desperate man while the people get slammed. Welcome America to the shutdown scam. They cry about borders, they shout about blame, but it's all smoke and mirrors in a billionaire's game. Healthcare's a ransom, truth's under attack. Democracy is bleeding while they're watching their stacks. It's a shutdown scam, a pay-to-play plan. Lies on repeat from a desperate man while the rich get richer, the people get slammed. Welcome America to the shutdown scam. It's the shutdown scam. We all understand corruption and chaos across the land. but the truth keeps rising. We're taking a stand. To end the shutdown scam. Hand in hand.
Twenty-four minutes past the hour. Donald Trump's new attorney, his new prosecutor, Lindsey Halligan. This is for the Eastern District of Virginia. Looks like she's going to roll out an indictment of James Comey today or later this week. Donald Trump just said Comey is a bad person. You're right. He, you know, Comey was the guy. Here's the irony. If it wasn't for James Comey, Donald Trump would not be in the White House. James Comey, a couple of weeks before the 2016 election, Comey came out and announced, and you know, at the time was, what, working for Obama? It came out and announced that he was opening an investigation, reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. And she instantly lost 3 points in the popularity polls, which is greater than the margin by which Trump won. Without Comey, Trump never would have been in the White House and thus would not be in there again. But he's going to go after him. But Lindsey Halligan is this insurance lawyer that worked for Trump and who has never prosecuted a case. She's never been a prosecutor. Her predecessor, Eric Siebert, said, no, I can't do this. And apparently the lawyers who work for her just prepared a document saying that he shouldn't do this. You shouldn't go after him. There's no evidence here. But, hey, in a dictatorship, what's the old saying? Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. It's just like that's what they do. That's how they do it. This is how it happens. So, you know, I frankly expect more of these phony prosecutions. And on the one hand, and corrupt deals on the other. I mean, you know, look at Eric Adams in New York City. They had a clear case of bribe taking on his part. Clear case. I mean, they had put the evidence out. And Trump said, well, hey, if you become my guy, if you lick my boots, then I'll set aside these charges. Just, you know, keep being nice to me and keep doing what I want. And Eric Adams says, yeah, sir, yes, sir, I'll do that, sir. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of America. Donald Trump is turning us into a third world banana republic. It's nuts. Social Security and Jimmy Kimmel right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say no. The Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Todd Alba.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got new information in the case of that former Sun Prairie dean who's now facing charges for child sexual exploitation. Robert Gilkey Meisegeyer is accused of crimes in local and federal court. He was the dean at Sun Prairie West High School. Earlier this week, the district released dozens of pages of documents about their investigation into him. Those documents revealed an investigation into another staff member accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. According to the State Journal, the documents show Gilkey Meisegeyer was fired after becoming aware of another employee who had sexual contact with a student. And the documents show he did not go to police or to the district. Instead, he told the employee who was accused. In Wisconsin, most people who work in education are mandated reporters. That means under state law, they are legally required to report it if they suspect some kind of child abuse. These documents show Gilkey Meisegeyer's failure to report this other staffer is what led to his firing over the summer. It's not clear who that other staffer is, whether police have been notified, or whether they still work for the district, according to the paper. As for the investigation into Gilkey Meisegeyer, you'll remember that the district got a letter in April from a student saying he was inappropriately involved with one of her classmates. The document showed the district investigated for 3 days, where the student, her parent, and Gilkey Meisegeyer all denied it, and they closed the investigation. Meanwhile, the license of one of the people involved in the whole case is now under investigation, too. WISC reports the Department of Public Instruction is now investigating the license of Sun Prairie School District's Human Resources Director, Chris Sadler. The former principal of Sun Prairie West, Jennifer Ploger, is also having her license investigated by the Department of Public Instruction as well. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of sunshine and warmth heading our way, not only today, but for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures today will hit the mid-70s, and tomorrow flirting with 80. We hold on to the low 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is TURF, T-U-R-F, TURF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, we'll have a MaxSync preview with Rocker, lots of great original music.
And we're doing away with Idiocracy for just a moment for Web Wisdoms.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There was a time we had a deal. You work hard,
back,
the country
past the hour. New report from the New York Times is outlining the damage that's been done to the Social Security Administration by Elon Musk gutting that agency's staffing. Offices are woefully understaffed. Calls are going unanswered. The remaining employees are barely hanging on. One employee said, in my 24 years, I've never seen it so bad to the point that a lot of us are medicated. This is because you'll recall Musk said there was widespread fraud in the Social Security. Yeah, right. The agency has already lost 1,230 field office workers since March. Then in July, an additional 1,000 were diverted to work the phone lines. People needing Social Security cards are facing waits up to 6 weeks just for an appointment. And those who have questions about their payments are being left on hold for hours, days, whatever. And Jimmy Kimmel, the numbers are in now. The night before last, his return to network television, with the exception of the stations owned by Nexstar and Sinclair, which are both in the middle of merger talks. And so they desperately need Brendan Carr's permission to engage in these mergers that violate the law, essentially. The law says no group of television stations can reach more than, I believe it's 29% of America. And they want to exceed that. And so they need a waiver from the FCC. And Brendan Carr is like, yeah, right. Get rid of Jimmy Kimmel and we can talk. Just like, you know, get rid of Stephen Colbert and CBS can, you know, or Paramount can have their merger, which they did. And Sherry Redstone is very happy about that. But anyhow, he had three times the number of viewers of a typical episode. Amazing. 16 million views on YouTube in just 24 hours. And Donald Trump is saying, well, he has bad ratings. Right. So what's on your mind today? Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Did you hear the this report this morning that the adjustment of second quarter economic growth was adjusted? This is what astounds me. I'd love to hear what Larry from Los Angeles thinks about this, but it was adjusted upward from 3.3% to 3.8%. This is what the AP said.
This is from the BLS?
Which the government says. That's what the AP, I've been paying attention as it comes up.
Right.
So it doesn't say the BLS, it just does. The government says. Because when I first
So this
heard
could be Carolyn
morning,
Levitt.
I was like, huh?
This could be Carolyn Levitt.
I don't know who says it, but number one, I don't remember second quarter being 3.3% because I would have keyed in on that because we haven't had 3.3% growth in a quarter since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So to say 3.8% now is astonishing because it also said that this was based on consumer spending. But wait, over the past 4 months, the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Index has been the lowest probably in 60. It's been below 60 at 57.
Okay,
the economy.
I just tracked it down, Paul. It's from the Commerce Department. They had previously estimated second quarter growth at 3. This is second quarter growth at 3.3%. They've adjusted that number up.
Yeah.
So back to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling BS. Because of the other things that have been, for instance, the Consumer Confidence Index from the University of Michigan has been very low. Mm-hmm. 57, it has been. A healthy economy has it up in the high 70s to low 80s. Okay, the other thing is we have just the jobs numbers from, and this is April, May, and June. This is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, May had a jobs report of 19,000 jobs created. June was 14,000. July was 73,000, which got the BLS head of BLS, fired. And then August 22,000. So the economy does not reflect all of this consumer, robust consumer spending. Right. And, of course, when you have an administration that does nothing but lie and fires people who deliver bad news, how can you possibly believe what they say is good news?
Right.
And like I said, we haven't had 3.8% in 10 years.
Right. And on top of that, this administration has been raising taxes, raising tariffs, which reduce economic activity. They've been firing federal workers, which, employed people generate economic activity. I mean, I don't get it. I see no evidence that our economy is growing. It looks to me like it's shrinking. I think we're on the edge of a recession. But apparently they're going to lie right through it.
Right. Well, because that's what I was getting to is, remember, the third quarter data will be out in about 4 weeks from now, mid-October.
Maybe.
And do you think it's going to be below 3.8%?
Yeah.
No. This is going to be pushing over 4%, 4.2, 4.3, because it's Donald Trump's economy, and he never goes down. So we're going to be lied. What did Judge Judy used to say? Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly what we're
well. Getting. Well said, Paul. Paul, thank you very much. Thanks for pointing that out. Tanya in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Tanya, what's up?
Hi. I gave $10. I don't have a job, Tom, but I got to keep you on for your speech. And it's a match day. So my little poultry $10 became $20, and I'm very happy about that.
Well, thank you, Tanya.
What I'm worried about is how they're doing it in our faces. Tom Hoback, well, that's definitely, took $50,000 in cash, and nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, and he hasn't denied it, by the way. He said, it was a sting or something like that, but he hasn't denied that he took that money. It's just astonishing, Tanya.
It is, and then not only that, I'm looking at Hakeem Jeffries, I'm looking at Chuck Schumer, and it looks so weak. And that's what people are not liking. That's why people are loving Gavin Newsom right now.
Yeah.
They're looking so weak. But, Tom, how do we heal this country? It's not going to be with Charlie Kirk. Did you see that, Charlie? They're not trying to heal us. They're trying to divide us even more. Yeah. Divided we stand. Together we together we stand, divided we fall. They're trying to divide us. But why don't they like America? What's going on? America used to love Americans.
Even during
slavery, we were still Americans.
Yeah, they like America. They just don't like a lot of Americans. You know, about 20% of us who are black or brown or queer, or Muslim or Jewish. The Republicans just, by and large, don't like those people. And
why don't they stay at home and not vote? See, that's what the problem is. You be a part of it. That's why they're doing this to you.
No, I get it. I get it.
I'm so sorry. I'm very passionate, Tom.
Mm.
I'm upset because they're doing it in our faces.
Yep. So the question then becomes, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, Tom?
Well, if I find a march anywhere, I'm in Ohio, but I went to the march in D.C. I went to the march in Chicago. I went to
Good
the march
you.
In Detroit. I'll get on the Greyhound because the Greyhound is cheap.
Yeah.
I'll beg money from my family and ask them for it because the tickets are like $36, $37. And I will get on there and I will go put a sign up anywhere I can.
Good on you. Tanya, I've got to move along, but thanks for the call. I share your outrage. Thank you so much. Aaron in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. As a millennial, I'm very concerned about the economic prospects for young people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sure you're aware, more and more wealth continues to become concentrated in the hands of a few people. And on the issue of housing, in recent years, the market has become increasingly concentrated with private equity and corporate landlords essentially functioning as cartels.
Mm-hmm.
And so this brings me to my question. What do you think about potential efficacy of a Wagner Act for tenants, with the idea being that there'd be a federally backed right to have tenant unions in your apartment complex or your rental unit, which could then scale up and engage in sectoral bargaining to provide a downward pressure on housing costs.
Wow, I like that idea, Aaron. Is this an idea that's unique to you, or did you get this from somebody else?
Yeah, there's a, I can't remember the name of the professor, but I think he studies public policy at Harvard, mm-hmm. and he proposed a Wagner Act.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, the Wagner Act is also called the National Labor Relations Act. It was passed in 1935, and it legalized unions, basically, but not unions of renters, just unions of workers. Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. No, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, because, like, I think the time for milquetoast, demand-side assistance, vouchers, stuff like that, it's not enough to meet the scope of the problem. This is a power problem.
No, I agree. And it's just a subsidy to these guys anyway. I mean, you know, people like, you know, slumlords like Fred Trump and Jared Kushner, too. Aaron, thanks. Thanks for the call. That was fascinating. You put a thought in my brain here. We'll see where it goes. Thank you, Aaron. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Phelps Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman. To get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping and read that top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. And welcome back 10 minutes before the hour. Campsy in Glenview, Illinois. Hey, Campsy, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling, I'm just trying to find out if you or any of your listeners are aware that a week ago today that Representative Pramila Jayapal held an excellent shadow hearing on the immigration issue. Popped up on my YouTube algorithm. I knew nothing about it, and I was able to listen to it. It was several hours long. It was a full shadow hearing with representatives asking questions. Wow. I didn't know if you were aware of it or not.
I was not aware of it. It got absolutely no coverage, at least that I caught.
Exactly. Exactly. I'd actually been trying to call in since I heard it, because I thought, you know, we always call in and we're, of course, we're discouraged by the terrible nature of the fascism and the dictator taking over our country, and we feel so helpless. Say, why aren't the Democrats doing anything? Well, our great representative, Jayapal, held, it was about 2 or 3 hours long.
That's great.
And they had people that were affected. It may still be on YouTube. You might be able
to find it. I'm sure it is, Campsy. Sean, we've got Pramila Jayapal, Representative Jayapal, booked for an hour, in a week or two? What, do you know the date?
Wednesday the 1st?
Cool. Okay, well, she'll be with us next Wednesday, next week. So,
oh, that's fantastic. She was wonderful. I mean, it was kind of in a small room. It wasn't as grandiose as some of the rooms that we see some of these hearings in.
Yeah, of course.
But there were family members that were affected. One of the most powerful speakers was a member of the Marines, a woman named Janessa Goldbeck, who talked about and condemned the use of the military personnel for these immigration raids. And she was fantastic. I mean, the whole thing was great. If your viewers can look for it, it was a week ago today, and it was on YouTube. I was able to watch the whole thing. So, yeah, hey, our Democrats, our progressive members.
So. I'll check it out. Campsy, thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
Bye.
Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
So, Tom, wouldn't a grand jury have to indict Comey or Letitia James? And I don't see that actually happening, because as far as I can tell, they followed the book. So what's the point then of having a prosecution of these two people when a grand jury is probably going to strike it down? Do you read it that way, too?
That's my understanding. I'm not a law school graduate. I'm not a lawyer. So there may be some mechanism by which the federal government can render an indictment without a grand jury, but I'm not aware of it. And there have been grand juries that have turned down multiple attempts to indict. There was three different attempts to indict, for example, some anti-ICE protesters. that the administration wanted to prosecute. There have been other cases where, you know, grand juries have just said, no way, we're not going to do this. So
I guess we'll see. If there's one person I wouldn't mind Trump arresting, it'd be Merrick Garland for not doing his job.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Mark, thank you. Well said. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Well, I think we have a reason for optimism because if you remember the saying, everybody assumes you're an idiot. So
until you open your mouth,
and if you say anything, then you remove all doubt.
Right. Yeah, I got it.
Well, we're getting to see the Trump administration, not just Trump, by their acting out that they're idiots.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a reason for us to go back to Martin Luther King, as I've mentioned several times to you, that the moral arc is long, but, you know, it bends towards social justice. And
yes.
I think that what I mentioned last week when we talked to the congressman, if we can find a way to indict based on treason, which I think we can do, especially the signs are there. He's now trying to say, oh, well, I
get all that, but
it was against Putin. You know, I never supported Putin before.
No, I got it, Roger. I'm running out of time here, but I agree. And the thing that I would add is that the moral arc of the universe bends as a result of people bending it, and that's got to be our work. Roger, thank you. Kurt in Duluth, Minnesota. Hey, Kurt, what's up?
Well, thank you, Tom. Green, some of the Lake Superior gets you gloomy.
Thank you.
My question is, I just heard that all the top generals and admirals are being called to the Pentagon by Hegseth for a meeting of some
kind.
That's
correct, yeah.
I'm wondering, is this the beginning of a purge?
That occurred to me too. I have two thoughts about that, and I you know, this is pure speculation on my part. I have no inside information here, but one could be that he just wants to look at all of them and see how many of them are female or brown or black, so that he can target them. The other possibility, which I think is more likely, frankly, is that this administration is planning on starting a war with Venezuela. And he wants to make sure everybody knows all about that. They're going to game that stuff out. Or that the administration has, you know, inside information that Putin is about to massively ramp up what he's doing in Ukraine, or that he's going to penetrate NATO, and that we are or are not, and I think are not is probably more likely, going to participate in that, going to you know, play some role in that or avoid some role in that. Those are the things that popped into my head, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I would not disagree with your other suggestions, too.
Yeah.
But anyways, this has raised a level of concern to me that I'm wondering. Perhaps you could get somebody from the Armed Services Committee to give you a call to talk about this.
Well, that's a good suggestion, Kurt. Thank you very much. I'm going to do everything I can to find out what's going on, but I can tell you right now that there's a bunch of reporters who have much better connections than I do and do this for a living. You know, the Pentagon reporters who are also trying to do this. I think it's interesting that this follows just by a little less than a week the proclamation that you cannot report anything without permission. Kurt, thanks.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Millions of TikTok users waiting for President Trump to finalize a deal to keep the app up and running in the U.S. President Trump expected to sign off on a deal to allow U.S. stakeholders to buy the Chinese-owned company due to national security concerns. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
TikTok's U.S. operations will now be run by this new joint venture, with American users' data stored in the U.S. and overseen by the cloud computing firm Oracle. And perhaps most importantly, this new ownership group will get a copy of the algorithm, that secret sauce that makes TikTok so addictive. Trump says other American investors, including Michael Dell of Dell Technologies and the Murdoch family, will also play a role.
President Trump hosting Turkey's President Erdogan at the White House today for talks on Ukraine and Russia, trade, and efforts to end the war in Gaza. Mortgage rates ticked up this week after dropping the past 4 weeks. The average rate on a 30-year fixed loan rose to 6.3% from 6.26% last week. This is ABC News.